Hi, everyone. This is Rico and Tony. We're the Altieri Brothers, and welcome to the Art of Hair podcast. For the last four decades, we have been hair industry leaders as salon owners, celebrity hairstylists, platform artists, educators, and mentors in the awesome world of professional beauty.
Our mission is to inspire and motivate you to become the best hairdresser, the best artist, and the best person that you can be. It's time to reach for the stars, to let ourselves dream, and then turn those dreams into reality.
This is your time right now. So,
let's do this. How's everybody doing out there? This is Tony Altieri. I'm with my brother, Ricardo Altieri, and we have got a fantastic program for you today. This is Altieri, the Art of Hair podcast, and we've got some great information to share with you. Ricardo, it's all yours.
You know, today, Tony, we're going over the famous haircut, the bob, probably the most popular haircut in the world in a lot of ways. It's a very simple concept, but it takes a great deal of expertise to execute a great bob. It also takes a lot of imagination and gray eye to cut a freestyle bob, a killer bob, a moving bob. So they're both precise, and yet they're both super creative as well. Let's talk about what a bob haircut is if you really boil it down. A bob haircut is more or less a one-length haircut at the shoulders or anywhere above the shoulders. There are so many different versions of a bob haircut. There are so many different cutting techniques you can use, so many different dynamic textures that you can create, and so many varied lengths that are available for you. So it's an awesome haircut, and that's why I think it's so popular. Tony, what is the history of the bob?
Well, the history of the bob's interesting. I mean, it's been around for 132 years. So, I mean, you know, French actress Pilar in 1890 wore the first bob. That's what they say. They called it the ugliest hairstyle or haircut in the world. Well, as a couple days went by, once the ladies on the big screen started wearing it, it was once forever engraved into a worldwide culture.
Wow, that's incredible.
You know, the Roaring Twenties, they were awesome. But the 30s to the 60s, it took a big dip. But yeah, I'll tell you something right now. This is the beginning and the birthplace of the bob was 1962 with who, Rico?
With the father of modern haircutting, the genius superstar Vidal Sassoon. He created his five-point bob. He did it on Twiggy and it exploded. But he did it differently than it had ever done before. He did it with his cutting technique, which he called geometric haircutting. It was super precise. The way that man cut hair and trained others to cut hair was a turning point in the history of hairdressing. He basically set the world on fire with this kind of haircutting. The British-born Sassoon liberated women from the tyranny of roller sets and hair that was piled high in beehives. Wow. He was amazing. This guy, there was nothing like him. He said this, Tony, "My idea was to cut shape into the hair, to use it like a fabric. These women of today, they're going back to work. They are assuming their own power and they don't have time to sit under a dryer anymore." Wow. Those are strong words from a true visionary. He was the king. He was such a big influence on the two of you and I. Don't you think he was a huge influence on us?
Well, you know, you were just talking about how he educated so many hairdressers. He is the king of education. First of all, nobody in this world cuts a better, cleaner bob than you do with a straight shear. And let me tell you something, it takes precision. It takes a lot of thought. It's tedious and it's unbelievable. When you see a great cut walking by you and it's cut really on point, the bob is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah,
you know, in the late 80s and the early 90s, Uma Thurman, the iconic bob in Pulp Fiction, that went through the roof. Celebrity hairstylist Sally Hershberger cut a shag bob on Meg Ryan. That was awesome. In 1994, Jennifer Aniston, she layer razored her cut, and that was called the Rachel, and that's still going strong. Victoria Beckham, with that choppy, disconnected back with that super over-exaggerated front, we called that the pob, and that's still going strong. The 2000s were explosive too.
Hey guys, this is Ricardo. I just wanted to get in here for a second and tell you about a product line that Tony and I have developed just for you. It's a line for professional hair artists that are looking for every advantage to take their work to the next level. The line is called The Art of Hair, and it is a line of professional hair care products to use in the salon behind the chair that will help you create the best results you have ever seen. The way these products perform is truly incredible. It's all due to a very few things. First is our refusal to put our name on anything that is not the best in the industry. And next, we use the highest quality ingredients that's containing a botanical blend of antioxidants that will strengthen and hydrate while creating the healthiest hair on earth. The Art of Hair products are the most innovative, cutting-edge performance-driven products to hit the market ever. Let's take your salon game to the next level. Go to altieri.com. Your clients will love you. In between the turn of the century and up until now, Bob's, there were so many different versions, and they were seen everywhere on everyone. Stars like Katie Holmes, Kelly Ripa, Kate Bosworth, Kate Blanchett, Kate Moss, Keira Knightley, Kendall and Kylie Jenner, and all of the Kardashian girls. And Tony, that's just girls with the name K were wearing it. And so many different more people, even Beyonce. And then the little girl that turned into a woman, Taylor Swift, she cut her hair into a bob. So it was just going off the charts. Not just stars were wearing it, but everyday women were also wearing it, Tom. The reason for that was because of its versatility. Listen to this. You and I were laughing at this the other day. We were talking about all the different versions of the bob. There's the A-line bob, the textured bob, the undercut bob, the China doll bob, the shaggy bob, the geometric bob, the broom bob, the French bob, the graduated bob, the layered bob, the asymmetric bob. Of course, you talked about the pob from Posh Spice, and then, of course, that long bob. And what was it called?
That was called the lob bob.
So, what are some of your favorite cutting techniques that you work with when you're creating all of your different versions of this haircut?
Well, usually, if the texture of the hair is correct, the first thing I usually go to is my razor. It gives me a tight line with soft edges. And that's the style that I cut. That's how I cut hair. That's how I like to look at hair. But I've never seen anybody cut a more precise bob than you with the straight blade.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I did focus on that when I was in my younger years.
Yeah, sure. You had a lot of that Sassoon education right out of school. So you got lucky there. I mean, you tried to teach it to me. But unless it's sort of taught you by those Sassoonies.
I think you cut precision amazingly. You're one of the best haircutters I've ever seen.
Sometimes. What kind of color do you like to put into your shapes, into your designs?
Okay, you know, it's simple. With the bob haircut, what I do is I match the color to the texture of the cut. So in other words, if I've done a lot of texture and used a lot of freedom in the cut, I use a variety of highs and lows, contrasting levels and tones, and that will enhance all that texture. So in other words, if I cut it with texture, I color it with texture. And if I cut it tight and precise, I'll use strong, vibrant, one-level, one-tonal colors to enhance the strength of the cut and create maximum shine. So in other words, if I cut it tight and precise, I color it that same way. It creates a strong, bold statement. What's the future of the bob, Tony? What do you think it's going?
I think it's just infinite. It's been around for 140 years. It's going to be around for another 140 years. It's going to be out of our lifetime. But you know, that's okay. I can pass the torch to other hairdressers. A lot of information today, Ricardo. You know, this is our third episode. Our first haircut episode was the shag. Our second one was the pixie, and now the bob, and we're going to be doing more in the future. Thank you for tuning in to the Art of Hair podcast with the Altieri brothers. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For full show notes, full transcripts, and resources to help you become the best, visit us at
AltieriTheArtOfHair.com, and you can also find us on Instagram at AltieriTheArtOfHair.